Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high-fives all the way around. The weekend looks okay. Labor Day itself, the high temp's only going to be about 80 degrees. Only. That's going to be very, very enjoyable. Now, you know what's happening? Literally, as we speak. In fact, I would dare say it probably started before we began speaking at 3. People are on the roads. People are getting ready to go on the roads. People have just realized, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be on the road. But there's going to be a lot of travel, a lot of cars in motion, and there's some things you need to be aware of, and you know what happens on Fridays. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, joins us. He is the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski, 8 a.m. on this here little radio station. And then during the week, you're going to find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. How's my executive producer, Pixie Dust, doing today?
She is working hard, and by that I mean she is resting comfortably.
Okay, you know, I have been bitten by that animal before, that meanness, all three teeth. I have proof. So, happy Friday.
Nubs, yeah.
Happy Friday, Labor Day weekend, one of my favorite weekends of the entire year. It used to be the best when kids went back to school right after Labor Day, but we've sent them back even sooner than normal just so we can have more time to not teach them. Anyway, I love our teachers. It's not a shot at them. I just think that they had plenty of time to teach them, you know, for, you know, the other 9 months. I'm not a big homework person either. If they can't teach me while I'm at school, I don't want to bring it home. What makes me think it's going to work there? Car stuff, love In the Garage, love all the calls, the questions we have. Love doing a show with you every Friday, but it is Labor Day, so you're traveling. You need to be checking your tires. Walk around your car every time and do like Stan. Look at your tires. Do they look like they're wearing? Is there a bulge? Are they low? Do they look low? Buy yourself a good tire gauge and find out. It is harder to get it filled these days because there's not a garage on every corner like it was when we grew up.
Yeah.
And so a lot of those garages became convenience stores because it costs a lot of money to run a garage. But I will say this, you still need to have it done. All excuses aside, there are a lot of different easy ways to make sure your tire pressure is ready to go and your fluids are topped off. Now, I will say this, they said gas prices are a lot lower right now than they were this time last year. And isn't that great? I would think they'll be lower just because people have not been traveling in August like they normally would do. And so in Central Virginia, when all the schools are going back as much as a month earlier, you got to understand vacations are ending in July now, not August. People are not traveling like they were, nor do they have the money to spend quadruple what it used to be to go on vacation the last Labor Day. So with all that being said, though, please be safe when you drive. Make sure you bring a case of water. It's supposed to be a gallon per human being. You could get stranded. You want a case of water, some beef jerky, some baked beans, and a can opener. Stuff in case the crap ever hits the fan for a day or so you can live.
Yeah.
Granola bars, stuff like that you know, kind of have a good shelf life on them. So make sure you do that when you travel. And the interesting news of the week, again, is did you know that they have this crazy thing called a hybrid, Jeff? We're going to start doing hybrids everywhere. Who knew?
Well, no. Wait. So hybrid, you're telling me it's like it's a floor wax and it's a dessert topping. It's got the internal combustion engine we've all known to love for years and years and years. We've all known and loved for years, and then it's got the electric component. Gosh, who could have put those two together, Stan?
And how about this? One battery underneath my beautiful GMC Yukon Denali.
Yeah.
Is about a quarter of the size of the one that is underneath, say, a Tesla.
Wow.
Not to pick on Tesla. It's great. And that means for one Tesla battery, if you took and cut that thing in quarter four times and put it in four different cars, you could get somewhere, especially in a smaller car, an area of 50 to 60 miles to the gallon.
Wow.
Huh. And still have zero emissions except for the disposal of the batteries, but you're cutting the batteries in a quarter, so you're not using as much. So remember, cars have been zero emissions really in this country since about early 2000. So they have been zero emissions. We don't have, they're not putting out much exhaust, if any at all, into the atmosphere. So the hybrids have always been good because we can do what we want. Mm-hmm. And we can go 60 miles without having to per gallon without having to fill up, maybe 600, 700 miles, 1,000 on a right. tank instead of 200 or 300. So, okay. But just know, you and I said a long time ago, well, we already have a really good solution to this, and it's hybrids about 10 years ago. Yeah. But they're making it like it's the new latest greatest thing. So, wow. Okay, yeah. Toyota's full hybrid. I think Ford's going back to hybrids. Funny.
It is so bizarre, and again, there are all these positives. The problem, if we're going to be honest about it, Stan, the problem is that it doesn't necessarily fit a particular political agenda. And I know we don't get political about the cars, but that's the reality why the hybrids got pushed to the side.
Yeah, nobody's political until they drag you in. That's the unfortunate part, right?
Yep.
I hate politics. Yeah. I don't even really like religion. I like my Savior, Jesus Christ. I like a relationship with him. The religion kind of can mess it all up. The politics kind of mess up people. You know, they give us the four or five things that everybody in the country disagrees on and makes it sound like all of us disagree on these things.
Yeah.
It's not true. 95% of what we talk about on a Friday night and have been for the last 100 years mm-hmm. hasn't changed. Like, yeah. Do you like pizza? Yeah, I like pizza. Do you like a nice cocktail after... in the garage interview with Stan on your back porch in Hanover. Yes, I do. Do you like your kids to be successful? Yes. Do you like the American dream? Everybody used to say yes.
Yeah.
So in the garage will be great. You guys, please be safe. Again, check all your fluids. If you don't know how, get on the internet, get on in the garage, send me messages. Let's get your fluids all checked, and mainly above all, your tire pressure. When you're driving down the road and the condition of your tires, if you're not sure, bring it to a garage, bring it to a shop, and get it checked out.
All right. Well, listen, I love it, man. I know you join me in wishing everybody safe travels, and we will chat with you very, very soon.
Thank you, Jeff. Love you, Virginia.
There you go. That is Stan Andruski tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. in the garage with Stan Andruski. Make sure that you are listening for that. And Stan's advice is really... Well, it's sage-like. Everybody jumps in the car. We're ready to go. And the reality, and this is a good reality, is in the time since you and I watched our parents jump in the car and say, hey, let's go for a ride, the cars have gotten better. The quality of the cars has gotten better. The equipment in the car has gotten more advanced and a little more complicated. It's not like it used to be where you could just open the hood and pull that and you're done. Okay. So before, in fact, you are jumping in the car... And saying, well, gasoline is down. Right now, my official station, Wawa, routes 1 and 54 in Ashland, the center of the universe. As you know, I always use that as my benchmark. Why? Because when we moved to this little town, that was one of the first things I saw. And I love Wawa. So I looked at that, and I knew what the gasoline prices were. And I look at it now, and I know that they are double. So we can make the argument, hey, they're down from where they were a couple of months ago. Okay. But it's a little bit like that presidential election. It really is a little bit like the vice president saying, oh, I brought down inflation. And you think, well, when exactly did you do that? Because so far as I can tell, everything is more expensive. And yet she still wants to take credit for this imaginary drop, but... I suppose if you sort of cook the books and you run the numbers and you're doing a big dog and pony show, you can make that argument. Well, gasoline, Jeff, which is $3.27 today, why, did you know that last week it was $3.29? I did, as a matter of fact. But okay, is that how we're going to handle it? Because it's okay if we are. Then could I remind you that when I moved here, we've only been in this house a little more than 4 years. It was $1.60. So it's double. It is two times the price that it was. And by the way, as I pass that Wawa and I've got to fill up with the more expensive gasoline, I don't go as many places. I don't fill up as often. There are actually fewer people this year traveling, which is part of the reason that the gas prices have come down. We've got a real choice here. And, you know, I got a lot of things that I want us to talk about. There are a lot of fun things that I want us to talk about. My gosh, it's Friday. We've got a long weekend. But there are some serious things in play right now. Really serious things. And you're getting burned out on politics as I am. I hate politics.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I talk about it when I need to. I mean, I'm one of those guys, I have no interest in running for office. None. I don't want to be elected to anything. I got a million different boards and committees that I serve on. And I'm getting ready to dial back on that. Well, just because I've seen that for a lot of the committees and boards that I'm on, the requirements are the same. I always get hit up. Hey, could you donate some money? Hey, could you help us raise some money? And they're all good causes. Make no mistake, I'm not on anything that is not a good cause. But there comes a point, or at least it's come to a point for me, where I don't think I can ask people again for money, even though it's for a great cause. So I'm just going to dial that back a little bit. And fortunately, there are other people who are ready to go. Run for office? No, not interested in that. Serve in very important roles if asked? Yes. I had a friend of mine tell me the other day, because I've been sort of spitballing some ideas and things that I want to do, and talking about Harry and what he's involved with. And he said, well, you know, just remember, when you're talking about government, you're talking about government. And it was sort of like a wink and a nod, you know. Stuff doesn't happen fast. Good things can happen, but it doesn't happen fast for the most part. The first thing that you and I need to do as we turn our attention towards this election, remember, we are going to start voting in Virginia, what, 2 weeks? We don't have a voting day. We have a voting season. So in 2 weeks, some are going to start going to the county registrar, the clerk's office, going to vote. Might have the mail-in ballot. Remember, that was the big thing. We had Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears was on a couple of months ago. Now, we probably should get her back. But she was talking about that. She had changed everything to the ballot that's going to be mailed to her house. Fair enough. And then we're going to have to deal with whatever the situation is. This is why I am beginning to believe, especially after watching the CNN television show last night, I am beginning to believe some of the buzz that I have heard for a while, that the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz thing, it's not about winning the White House. That the Democrats have come to the realization amongst themselves, what I was told, that they're going to lose the White House. However, Joe Biden was also going to cost them the Senate and was going to cost them a whole slew of seats in Congress. So they come up with this idea. They throw the vice president out there. Remember, it's not 5 weeks ago where we were reading stories about how she is the least popular vice president in history. But now all of a sudden she's this grand savior of the nation. But the Democrats said, look, we'll put her up. She's not going to win. Not going to win. But she's not going to cost us the Senate. Now, I still think that whole Senate thing is very much in play, right? You've got Joe Manchin from West Virginia is done. He will be replaced by a Republican. John Tester in Montana, I think he's toast. I really do. I think that seat goes Republican. The House, I don't know. I mean, you got stuff going on in Congress, man. You got some guys that could really screw up a one-car parade, that's for sure. But we'll see. We'll see. We have to get through it. We do. We have to get through it. It is 4:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.